We just completed our cross-country move and we've been settled into our new home in California for about a month. My 3-year-old son, James, this was his first long-distance trip and he did pretty well. We were concerned about potty training issues since he was just recently potty trained. We were able to stop every 2 hours or so, but we did put a pull-up on him just to prevent any accidents. But he was pretty good letting us know when he would have to go, and we did our best to stop most of the time, so it wasn't as big of a challenge as I thought it would be. The drive was really smooth. We made it in about 4 days, which was pretty good time for us. We were allotted 8 days of travel time, so we decided to take a few days to ourselves and relax and do some sightseeing and hit a few of the vacation or tourist spots. We were able to stay at a Marine Corps base in Barstow, California, and there we were able to purchase tickets through the ITT office for some of the tourist spots in California, such as Disneyland, California Adventure, and a few of those other spots. In deciding on where to stay each night, we look for hotels on our GPS and also on the internet through our cell phones. So we were able to find some really good deals through some of the internet travel sites, which was helpful because you're not sure where you're going to be each day. With James, we kept him occupied with the DVD player and he slept a lot, which was good. Most times he was fine during the drive. It was just when we actually let him loose out of the car to go have lunch or dinner that he would get a little rambunctious and jump around, and we'd have to settle him down a little bit. So we had more issues when we let him out of the car than in the car. When we arrived to our new base, we were put in temporary lodging for about a week. We were scheduled to move into our home, and there were some delays. No one was living in our new home, but the turnover company had to make sure everything was good before we could move in, so they were doing things like cleaning it and things like that. So it wasn't too much of an issue. We were able to get another night in the Navy Lodge and stay in our same room. One of the things we did first when we arrived was contact the Child Development Center on base, basically to confirm what day we would be able to start our son. And when my husband had called, they had notified us that they had dropped us from the waiting list and we would basically have to start all over again when we had started the process 5 months prior to our move. So this was a little bit upsetting. We called them back and said, both of us work, my husband and I work, so we really need to get our son into daycare as soon as possible. We arrived in the middle of June and they were able to fit us in at the Child Development Center, and that would start on July 1st. So we had about a 2-week period of him being at home with us. One of the advantages, I think, to living on base is by going to the playground and the community center and different things like that, you tend to meet people. Even by dropping my son off at the Child Development Center every morning, I meet other parents and we get to talk and know each other. So I think a combination of all of those things has helped us meet some people and make some friends. When we first moved in, all the neighbors here have been really great. They talk to you as soon as they see you. They ring your doorbell and bring you muffins, things like that, which is new to us as well, being a first time living on base. So it's been really welcoming. A few of the lessons learned from this move, we had done a Diddy move. And we probably going back, we know we're going back to Virginia, we would opt this time for the government move instead. It was just a lot of work. It's a huge move, moving cross country. So we've already made that decision. I think as soon as we organized everything and unpacked, we both said, okay, we're having the government move us on the way back, because we had to do a lot of work. We may stay at some military bases again in their temporary lodging facilities. That was also a